Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, July 24th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Hero Response expands national footprint with two new Ontario locations. Full-service restoration leader continues growth in 2025. Hero Response, a nationally recognized full-service restoration leader, has announced the expansion of its operations with two new locations in Ontario. The company, known for its innovative approach and rapid response, offers fire, flood, mold, asbestos abatement, and large loss reconstruction services. Founded in 2008, Hero Response has grown into a high-tech property and commercial restoration provider. The expansion reflects the company's commitment to delivering industry-leading services to insurers, property managers, and homeowners nationwide. With more locations planned for 2025, Hero Response continues to focus on transparency, speed, ESG compliance, and service excellence. For more information on franchise opportunities or their innovative restoration model, visit their website or contact them directly.
Civil Grid expands into Arizona and Nevada markets. Civil Grid, the civil design intelligence company, has announced its expansion into the Arizona and Nevada markets. This expansion aims to improve the building process for civil engineers and construction teams in the region. Civil Grid centralizes utility maps and historical site datasets in an intuitive platform, helping teams plan and design projects more efficiently. With over $100 billion lost annually due to construction errors, Civil Grid's dataset aims to de-risk and accelerate due diligence, engineering, and construction processes. Engineering firms in these regions face challenges similar to California, including fragmented data sources and a need for improved coordination. Civil Grid's platform addresses these pain points by consolidating critical utility information and streamlining the pre-construction process. For more information, visit .civilgrid.com.
Hendrick Screen and Slipknot announce partnership. Hendrick Screen and Slipknot have officially entered into a partnership after years of collaboration. Both companies have been providing top-quality products to architectural customers in North America since 2012. By combining their expertise, they aim to better serve their customer bases with unique products. Hendrick Screen, known for manufacturing high-quality wedge wire and profile bar products, and Slipknot, a leading provider of specialized safety flooring products, will now market and sell their products together. This partnership will offer faster delivery, enhanced quality control, and a wide range of aesthetic architectural features. The companies showcased their collaboration at the AIA Conference on Architecture and Design, highlighting products like entrance grills, stair components, and tree grating. Texas Mineral Resources announces positive drilling confirmation of Alhambra Geophysics. Texas Mineral Resources Corp. announces positive drilling confirmation of Alhambra Geophysics in the Black Hawk Mining District in New Mexico. Guided by geophysical results, TMRC drilled 20 diamond drill holes, totaling 2,751.5 feet at the historic Alhambra mine. Preliminary results show success in locating veins using the NanoTEM survey method. The company's CEO, Daniel Gorski, is encouraged by the progress and looks forward to ongoing exploration. TMRC expresses gratitude to the New Mexico Bureau of Geology and Mineral Resources for their assistance. Future plans include evaluating data for the next phase of work in the district. Stay tuned for further updates as analysis of the drill core samples is ongoing.
As Virginia lands AstraZeneca facility, more administration whistles past the graveyard. The Virginia Mercury reported that AstraZeneca will build its largest ever manufacturing facility in Virginia, investing $50 billion and creating hundreds of jobs. Despite Maryland's status as a biopharma hub, AstraZeneca chose Virginia for this record investment, citing strategic factors and Virginia's business-friendly environment. The decision reflects a trend of pharmaceutical companies investing in U.S. manufacturing to mitigate tariff risks. While Maryland will see expansions, Virginia's new facility will be the centerpiece, leveraging AI and automation. The Moore administration's inaction raises concerns as Maryland misses out on major investments, highlighting the need for stronger economic development efforts. With trillions of dollars flowing into the U.S., Maryland cannot afford to be left behind. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsAramp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsAramp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.